This is where much of Sitka's electricity is made, about 10 miles down the road at the Green Lake Hydroelectric Plant. The five-story tower literally hums with power, 18 megawatts of power to be precise, about half the city's energy needs. The rest is generated a bit closer to town at the Blue Lake Hydro Plant.
We have 350 feet of water above us here, high pressure that's then driving a water wheel, the water turbine, which then produces electricity.
When Sitkans turn on their lights or heat their homes, they generally don't think about the 200 million gallons of water that run through Green Lake's two enormous turbines every day. But Electric Superintendent Charlie Walls does, and right now he's concerned.
The thing about a hydroelectric system is that the amount of power you can get out of your hydros depends on how much rainfall you get. And that's what we're into now. We're a little bit low on rainfall, so we're a little bit short on water, and so all of a sudden we're having to generate some with diesel to make up for the lack of water. Really at the mercy of Mother Nature here. We do what we can to manage it as well as we can and as efficiently as we can, but in the end, it's really what falls out of the sky is what tells us what kind of day we're going to have, so to speak.
At the end of January, Sitka was about 35 feet short of water. The reservoir levels at Green Lake and Blue Lake are below normal for this time of year. And with more people turning to electric energy as fuel prices skyrocket, both plants are becoming maxed out. Wall says the system is operating pretty close to capacity, which is why in January he started supplementing with the backup diesel generators. The goal is to conserve water and hope the lakes fill by November before the annual reservoir cycle begins again. He says it's all about managing for efficiency.
By putting one diesel unit online, we're able to take off one of those large Green Lake turbines, take it offline and shut it down, conserve that water, and transfer other remaining load over to the remaining Green Lake turbine, which then loads that unit to its optimum efficiency. We can improve the output by like 20% without using any more water.
The situation started improving somewhat in early February. As of the 4th, the reservoirs were only 11 feet below normal, and Sitka has lessened its diesel use. The city is now intermittently running on a single engine, going through about 2,100 gallons of fuel a day. Forecast models predict that Sitka will have to generate about 2% of its energy with diesel this year, assuming an average rainfall over the next 9 months. Heavy snowfall in late January and early February didn't help much, at least not in the near term. Snowmelt does add water to the reservoirs, but not until late spring. In recent days, temperatures have warmed up, bringing much-needed rain, and that will help. Still, Wall says if the reservoirs don't refill before the traditional low water months of April, May, and June, Sitka could become more dependent on diesel, and that will be felt by ratepayers.
I don't view it as a real crisis. We're not in a real crunch. We've got plenty of power. It's just we're trying to keep the cost down. The worst-case scenario, as I see it right now, is we might have a fuel surcharge that would increase your bill about 1% this fall, if these shortages actually do happen that we're thinking might happen.
But before Sitkans start feeling too sorry for themselves, other communities have it worse. Christopher Bruton runs Ketchikan's electric department, which for the first time in 4 years has turned on the diesel. Until their reservoirs recover, he says, they're generating about 60% of their power with diesel.
This year we've received essentially all snowfall and little runoff or rain, so we've essentially run out of water.
Ketchikan is going through 24,000 gallons of fuel a day. They've used up more diesel than they're budgeted for, which means ratepayers will likely start seeing a diesel surcharge on their bills in the next few weeks. Bruton says average households may have to pay an extra $10 to $20 for the next 6 months.
So it's fairly significant.
Juno and Craig are also on diesel, and this is the fourth time over the last 10 years Skagway has had to turn on its generators.
This only occurs during those years where we haven't received 10 inches of rain in September, October, November, and such was the case this year.
Electric manager Stan Selmer says that since January 16th, Skagway has been supplementing about 5% of their power with diesel, and as in other communities, that could amount to a surcharge.
And hopefully that would only be on there for 3 to 6 months, and then it would back off, because because hopefully we'll have more rain this next year.
The entire region is praying for more rain next year. But rain does not always come, even in southeast Alaska. A fact Selmer says Skagway residents are well aware of.
And they're very familiar with the peaks and valleys of what we have to do in small Alaska communities to live here.
But it's not all fatalism in southeast. While communities are cranking up their diesels, they're also looking for ways to boost their hydroelectric potential. In about 4 or 5 months, Skagway should have an additional, slightly smaller hydro project online. Ketchikan is hanging its hopes on a project that would connect their Swan Lake to Petersburg's Tyee Lake, substantially increasing hydro potential for Ketchikan. Construction on the intertie should begin this summer. And in Sitka, Utility Director Charlie Wall says a major expansion of the Blue Lake hydro facility is in the works.
We're talking about raising the dam there by 83 feet, which will store a lot more water. It will also increase the power production capability with hydroelectric out of Blue Lake by about 50%. So that's a big step up.
Walls expects the $50 million project will start generating electricity by 2015. Until then, he says, Sitka will have to get by with what it's got, which means continuing to juggle diesel with hydro to keep the reservoirs filled and keep electric costs down. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel.